Just the idea, basically, not of alienation as much as answering to authority in a situation that that happened on the KISS tour in England. Mm-hmm. Talking to a lot of kids backstage, the general consensus, you know, within the kids or the vibe by the kids was that they couldn't do what they wanted to do. And getting a job is real hard when you're young in England, right? I know it's hard here, but it's really in the press, kind of, okay? It was really in front. So if you were lucky enough to go and work in the mines like your father had done, you took the job. Yeah. And it doesn't mean that you want to be a miner, you know? And there was just a lot of kids that had that attitude. We have to go and do this, not we want to. And so I just realized that, you know, I could maybe write something about beating that attitude, you know, and that struggle. And so King of the Mountain and Hardest Part or To the Fire, any of those kind of songs just give you that attitude, because it's basically what, you know, what the band did, you know, to get where we were now.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, it was written for Japan. You know, it was a way to say thank you without being trite, you know, and it was a way of, that was our first gold album, and it was like a real big thrill. And you know, if you say, well, describe Japan in one word, I'd say Beatlemania, because that's what it's like, you know. So we wrote this song, and it was because of a music box, this little music box.
Right.
We remember, you know, recording, you know. Out comes a chorus, right? Then the verses were written, and I hated the verses, so I threw the whole song out, came back, and rewrote it after the tour was over. And I just made up a fictional story, because to me, you know, Japan is like a TV show. I can turn it off and come back home, you know. So it's just complete fiction. You know, some people think it's about World War II or something like that, but it's just fiction. It's a folk song, but it's like, it's called Sakura, and it's like what... It's about cherry blossoms, but it's as widely used as happy birthdays in America.
Right.